This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for joining us today. Governor Scott Walker is still weighing whether to approve a major casino project in the Kenosha area. The Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin cleared the federal hurdles required to open the proposed Menominee Hard Rock Casino. But to move forward, the $800 million project, which would be built on the site of the former Dairyland Greyhound Park, needs the signature of Governor Walker. Walker has said he wouldn't approve it without unanimous consent from all of the state's tribes. The Forest County Potawatomi and the Ho-Chunk tribes have opposed it, saying it would siphon revenue from their existing casinos. But news reports this week suggest the governor may be softening that stance. Meanwhile, a report this week in the Business Journal of Milwaukee examines the economic conditions on the Menominee Reservation itself. David Schuyler covers the casino debate for the newspaper, and he's with us now. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you.
There's a lot of discussion about the impact of the proposed Kenosha casino on that area's economy and its potential impact on existing casinos in the state, but relatively little talk about its impact on the Menominee tribe itself. So let's do that. Let's talk about the Menominee tribe for a while. What is the current state of the tribe's economy?
Well, the Menominee Indian Reservation makes up Menominee County, which has by far the worst unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin and some of the highest levels of poverty in the state. The state's most recent unemployment estimates put the jobless rate at nearly 17%. The next highest level is found in Iron County, where the rate is a little less than 10%.
And this is let's give people some perspective. Menominee County is in the North Woods, essentially.
It is a little northwest of Green Bay.
And how large a population are we talking about?
The Menominee tribe has 8,860 members, but fewer than half live on the reservation because of the lack of jobs. Because of that, the county's population is only about 4,300. American Indians, largely Menominee, make up 85% of the population of the county.
So essentially, this is a county that is really economically challenged.
It is. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, in its annual report that ranks counties across the United States on a variety of health and social economic factors, found that it has some of the worst poverty rates and some of the worst health outcomes in the state of Wisconsin. Those factors include morbidity, mortality rates, and clinical, social, and environmental factors. For example, the foundation found that 48% of children in Menominee County live in poverty, compared with 18% statewide. 60% of children live in single-parent households in the county.
And you write about you know, crumbling infrastructure. The education system is really facing challenges as well, right?
That's true. They have one tribal school that's in a 100-year-old building on Menominee County. That's one of their priorities. And they do have an outdated health clinic as well.
Some critics of the plan to build and open this casino in Kenosha point out, you know, it's far distant from Menominee County. I mean, we're talking about 150 miles from where most of the tribal members live, or about half, I guess. And so, its direct impact on employment in that county would be minimal. How does the tribe contend a casino in Kenosha might affect a distant county with the highest unemployment rate in the state?
Well, certainly a lot of that revenue from the casino is going to be flowing into Menominee County and to the reservation in order to provide for basic social services as well as the replacement of a school, the replacement of their clinic. And the Menominee County leaders have told me that they expect the Kenosha County Casino to create 200 jobs on the reservation itself. In that way, it does help provide for jobs and lessen the impact of the poverty on the reservation.
You mentioned some of these older buildings. Can you go into more detail about what the tribal leader's priority list is for casino revenue?
Yes. One of those is the construction of a new clinic to replace their outdated clinic, construction of 100 new homes and apartment buildings to provide adequate housing for reservation residents, the construction and staffing for a juvenile corrections facility, and they want to replace their outdated school. as well as provide funding for Menominee students to help them attend college.
Now, you draw a parallel to the experience of the Oneida tribe and its work in terms of casinos. What was that experience, and why do you think that's a good comparison?
The Oneida has been in sort of the same situation. A lot of Oneida members did have to leave the reservation in order to find jobs. Ernest Stevens, who is the chairman of the National Indian Gaming Association and a member of the Oneida Tribe of Wisconsin, he told me that he had to leave because there were no jobs available. He had visited every gas station and convenience store in the area only to be turned away.
And which, remind us, which casinos, casino or casinos does the Oneida Tribe operate?
The Oneida Tribe has their main casino just across Highway 172 from Austin Straubel International Airport. And they also have a smaller casino, which is a fairly major gaming operation on Mason Street in Ashwaubenon.
Well, and so, and these have largely been a success for the tribe?
They have been. They have provided for lots of jobs for Oneida members, as well as providing money and resources for investment in other business opportunities. They own and operate two hotels, a golf club, as well as a chain of convenience stores.
Now, I'm not sure whether a lot of people are aware that the Menominee tribe already operates gambling facilities. What can you tell us about their existing efforts in the casino industry and how they've affected the tribe's bottom line?
The Menominee tribe does have two casinos on the reservation. Because they're on the reservation, they're largely isolated from these major population centers of Green Bay and Wausau. In fact, their customer base is limited because of Oneida's casinos in Green Bay, because gamblers don't have to leave that area. And along that Highway 29 corridor between Menominee County and Wausau, there are three other gaming operations that sort of siphon off customers coming from Wausau.
So you would kind of describe this, not to put words in your mouth, but they're at a competitive disadvantage.
Absolutely.
I spent some time on the website of at least one of their casinos and looked at a map, and you really have to want to go there to go there. This is in, I think the community is Kashina, is that right?
That's right. And it is really in an isolated area of the state. And like I said, there are other casinos in the area that are much easier to get to.
Well, and so put into perspective how this proposed Menominee Hard Rock Casino compares to any previous projects the Menominees have worked on. It's got to be far larger.
That's true. It will have about 3,100 slot machines and 75 table games. That is much bigger than anything that they have on the reservation.
As a small tribe and one that only operates a couple of very small casinos, this is something that they would contend requires the participation of a substantial company like Hard Rock to be involved in. This is not something that they're likely to be able to do on their own.
Absolutely. The Hard Rock gives them what they believe is credibility, as well as the ability to operate a casino facility of this size.
Well, and the governor is expected to announce whether he'll approve this project in the next couple of days, actually. And in the waning days of this decision, which has kind of played out for a while now, we're learning some things about the delicate nature of being a politician in southeastern Wisconsin these days. The project is getting some qualified support?
Well, yes. Robin Voss, who is the Speaker of the Assembly, has voiced his support in favor of his constituents who have come out in large numbers to tell this casino is very important for Racine County, where the Menominee has pledged to hire hundreds of jobs from.
And this is a delicate balance because Robin Voss is obviously an ally of the governor's, and he's kind of walking a line here, but he's coming down in favor of his constituents, if not endorsing the proposal itself.
Yes, and he does. He is a key Republican, and having support, and with the casino having his support, certainly bodes well for the Menominee tribe and Hard Rock.
David Schuyler, thanks so much for adding some perspective to the story.
Well, thank you.
Dave Schuyler is digital producer for the Business Journal of Milwaukee and covers the nonprofit sector along with arts and the casino industry. There is a link to his article on the Menominee Tribe from WUWM.com/lake effect. A short break now, and when we return, we'll look back at a storm that devastated shipping on the Great Lakes 100 years ago today. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.